What's up, guys? Welcome to the Higher View Podcast, the podcast dedicated to the believer, the outside thinker, and the creative who are seeking community and healthy views on worldly topics. I'm here with my better half, Alexis.
Hello.
Partner in life. Yes. How are you, my love?
I'm so good. I'm so excited to be doing this episode and get into what we're talking about today.
I look forward to this every single week.
Yeah.
Every week.
I know.
I love this.
Especially doing it with you.
Yes.
It's so fulfilling. And then also, we got some Italian sparkling mineral water.
We're on our next adventure of a health drink. Italian sparkling mineral water.
Instead of those energy drinks.
So if you hear me burp in this episode.
Oh, please don't.
Just think Lex.
Yeah, I literally, it's a little update on me since you asked how I am. I took like a 10-day break off of caffeine.
That's right.
And it has changed my life.
You're feeling better.
Yes, I am. I definitely feel more energized. I don't feel as lethargic as I was throughout the day. Yeah, I don't feel like I need an energy drink to keep me going.
Yeah.
I'm able to find my energy in different ways.
That's really good.
Thank you. And yeah, so 10-day break off of caffeine. And so now I will literally have like one cup of coffee a day, maybe two if I really want to, or some matcha or something. And then I don't have caffeine after 1 p.m.
After 1?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I don't remember you telling me that.
Okay, well, I'm telling you now. But it's after 1 p.m. because I'm in the process of healing my nervous system. And so when you go to sleep, you want your nervous system to be calm, mm-hmm. in a calm state. Mm-hmm. And when you have caffeine, it does the opposite. Mm. So if I'm having caffeine after 1 p.m., it's just a whole thing. You know, it's a whole thing.
I think I need to try this.
You should. Let's do it.
You know, I have a hard time going to sleep.
Mm-hmm. So that's a little update about me.
Oh, that's cool.
What's the update about you?
I'm holding you accountable to the 1 p.m.
Okay.
No caffeine after.
Hey, I have been, you know, I've had thoughts. You know, we're doing some late stuff. Maybe we're doing some like church things, some community stuff, and it's like 5 p.m. And I'm like, ooh, you know, Celsius sounds good, but
5 p.m. She used to be shotgunning Celsius in the bachelor.
No, I do not. No, I don't.
No, but I've been great. When I say great, I'm better than I deserve. Obviously, if you ask someone how they're doing, they're gonna be like, "Oh, I'm good." You know, but I don't have anything. What?
Okay. Speaking of that, what? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to
interrupt
you. But like, that's a thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been noticing that a lot. Like, the thing to say is, "How are you?"
Yeah.
I'm good. Sometimes I'll be like, "No, really, how are you?" Instead of just good, because it's just a thing to say.
No, yeah, it's almost a habit these days.
And I'm trying, okay, like right now, okay, I've been noticing this the past few days of seeing people and them asking me, how am I? I'm trying to take that in a better way than like, do you even care? Because it's just a thing to say.
That's just the proper thing to say. I mean, it's not like they don't care. I think if they didn't care, they wouldn't say hi.
Yeah, but you're right.
No, I've been better than I deserve, is what I'm saying. I haven't had anything like interruptions or anything negative happening in my life, which has been awesome. We've been doing some classes every single week, which really busy. I mean, really full.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the schedule, it's constant go, go, go. But it's really been blessing us learning these new things and being able to practice them between us and individually. So that's been great. But yeah, that's kind of a little update on me. But today, on this today's episode, Halloween is going to be coming up in a couple of days. So we want to start talking about the topic of Halloween. We don't have a spooky bumper.
Stop it.
Just don't push it. Don't push it. Okay. We don't have a spooky bumper, so that's the bumper we have for Halloween. I hope you felt spooked by that. But so we want to go into deeper of the topic of just Halloween.
Yeah.
Really, you know, we want to talk about, should Christians be celebrating Halloween? It's a very controversial topic. Would you agree?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What is your opinion on Christians celebrating Halloween, or just celebrating Halloween in general? Or what is your opinion on it?
Well, let's see. I definitely really, I enjoyed growing up and going to do like trick-or-treating with my family. I have good memories of that, or being around community and doing things. I really liked that my dad was very intentional of being like, you can't dress like the devil. You can't be a witch. Pretty much anything dark, you can't be. I agree with that, because we're here to go into the darkness and shine light. And if we're just blending in,
yeah,
it's, I don't agree with that. I think being festive is okay. Mm-hmm. And getting together with people, you know, and turning it into something good. It doesn't have to be something dark.
Yeah. I think what you said, being intentional, like how you grew up and it was very intentional. I think that's what it really all boils down to, in my opinion. And there's, I mean, just like a general aspect, I think it all boils down to your intention. To compare it to a different holiday, Christmas used to be a pagan holiday, which a pagan is just somebody that used to worship many, many gods, not the OG God, not the original God.
Original gangster.
Many gods. They worship many gods. And back in the day, they had cultic religions and they would offer sacrifices to their gods. And this was their Christmas holiday. But now these days, the intention behind it is for Jesus' birthday. Mm-hmm. So the intention behind Halloween, I mean, it can still be positive. You know, it doesn't have to be something negative, have a negative annotation towards it. So just like Christmas, Halloween actually used to be a pagan holiday back in the day. And what the pagans did, they would have these festivals back in the day and they set up these tents. They burned things and offered sacrifices to their gods, and they really noted it as like a magical day, Halloween. So they would offer these sacrifices, they would do these occultic practices, they labeled it as a magical day, and witchcraft, and all these spells, and they would have fairies casting spells. And what they believed is on this day, which was Halloween Day, they believed that the dead was able to walk with the living. They believed that the natural had no barrier between the supernatural. It was a day where it could just cross mix and there was no barrier there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like, that's very interesting because that shows you how real this stuff is. This shows you can see the darkness going on this day. You know, if there's darkness is real, why wouldn't light be real? If the devil is real and you're seeing demonic things, demons, people dressing up like zombies and like all these kind of things, why wouldn't God be real? I really like that perspective on somebody that doesn't know what to believe. And they're just like, oh, like, I don't know what to believe. And if that's okay, like you're finding your way. But that's a really good example. Like, look at what's in front of you. Look at how the world is so, you know, it can be so dark, mm-hmm. especially on Halloween, or even like psychic readings and mediums and things like that. Like people are going to something to get answers about their future yeah. and to get answers about their life.
Yeah. Like we hear about this stuff. Like we hear about the witchcraft. We hear about the readings. We hear about, you know, all this crazy, weird stuff, occultic things. And it's just like a talk about, you know, people just talk about it, but the pagans, they actually lived like this. Like, this was their traditions. Like, they celebrated this way. This is what they carried on through generations, which it's crazy to think about. You know, it's crazy that, I mean, just like you're saying, people look at it as a way of like getting answers. You know, people see it as getting answers, and they go towards that energy.
Yeah.
You know, and it shows that it's a real thing. It is a very, very real thing. But so, back to what I was saying, in So the pagans had this holiday. They would celebrate, and they believed that the dead merged with the living. No barrier between the supernatural and the natural. So then after Christ, I believe it was 800 AC. I believe, if I'm remembering correctly. It was 800 AC after Christ. So 800 years after Christ. And a lot That's of the pagans... yeah, it was a long time. A lot of the pagans became Christian at that point. But they had these holidays that kind of stuck around with them, or the customs, you know, like they just carried things through the generations. And so they carried these customs with them after Christ, and after they were like new people through Christ, all of this stuff. So there was also this other holiday that was the day after Halloween. So what it was the celebration of being able to openly worship God. And that was the Reformation by Martin Luther, a long time in history, a long time ago. But basically, he just set a time for Christians in the church to be able to openly worship God, the God, you know, the one true God. And that became the day after Halloween. So what the church and the pagans did, there was like a disagreement back then. And the church obviously didn't like that this was such a close holiday. And this was celebrated like right before the Reformation, that the day of freedom in Christ. So what scholars believe, you know, there's not, I don't really think there's really true evidence on this, but this is like the most likely thing to happen is what I've heard, what I've read about. But they've merged the day and called it Halloween. So now it really, really is intention. You know, it just depends what you're doing on this day. You can either be worshiping the dead and be involved in that those occultic practices, or you can be celebrating the freedom in Christ.
You know? I really feel like that was very intentional by God.
I think so too. Yeah.
Instead of just saying, okay, devil, you can have this one day. You can have this day. God was like, no, you can't have any day, you know, because God is giving, like, just because, you know, okay, as a believer in God, as a believer in Jesus Christ, we come together, we worship God at the church. We also worship God through everything we do, whether that's at your work, through the way you love people, through the way that you're here to change the world, just by being you and being a light. God is still saying, even when Halloween is here, I still want you to do that. What are you going to choose?
Yeah.
Are you going to choose the other way just for one day? Are you going to choose to go to the parties and get into drunkenness and dress demonic and invite these things and open these doors in your home and in your family? Are you going to choose that? Or are you going to still choose to worship me no matter what the world is doing?
Yeah. So now we're not sharing this information to be like, you know, if you dress up for Halloween, you're doing cultic practices, you're worshiping the devil, you're doing all this bad stuff. It's not the intention behind here.
No.
We're just really trying to just shed some light on this. In my opinion, if, you know, the day that we do have kids and it comes around to that time of not celebrating, but enjoying the festivities of Halloween, because it's fun, you know, like for kids, you just like you said, you remember growing up, and same here. Yeah. I remember growing up going trick or treating. It was so fun, such a fun time. I don't. In my head, it wasn't anything scary.
Yeah, same.
It was getting candy and having fun as a kid.
I had that adrenaline and that excitement after school. Like, I was so excited for school to get off, to go dress up. And, like I want my kids to experience that.
See, in my opinion, to enjoy the festivities of Halloween when we come to that point of having kids, I think if they were to dress up as maybe, like, a superhero, or something positive, you know, I don't know what, anything but a freaking devil, you know, I don't want them to be a freaking skeleton or whatever, a witch, you know, something like that. I would not allow my kid to dress up like that, because that is to be that you're pretty much practicing the practices that they had in the old days.
And that's just planting those seeds and opening those doors up. And honestly, I feel like our kids wouldn't want to do that, because those doors aren't open around them anyways.
Yeah.
The only reason why a child would want to be a witch is because if they're seeing witch on through Disney or through, you know, the TV or things like that, and they're seeing witch characters and they're like, hey, I want to be like that.
Yeah.
You know, I really feel like that's the only reason why they would get that idea.
That's true.
They're around it and the door is open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like I was saying, I would give them the opportunity to experience that, just to be a kid and enjoy getting candy on that day.
Yeah.
You know, and I think at some point when they become the age to understand a little more and be more, a little more comprehensive about the decisions that they make, I think I would like to explain it to them. You know, this is where Halloween came from. This is what it's for. This is how it started. And this is also like what it's involved with, like celebrating the freedom and worshiping God. So you choose, you know, like, I'm going to give you the option. If you want to get candy this year, to get candy and have fun, we can do that, you know, or if you don't want to do that, it's up to you. You know, I mean, either way, like we were talking about earlier, we're involved in a church,
yeah.
You know, so we're always going to have like festivities to go to. And even with that, like their intention with that is to have fun.
Yeah. I love that. You know? And even like you said, at our church, like mm-hmm. this year, I know they've been doing it for a few years, but this is our first year going to the house and they have Wonka Fest. So if you guys are watching this and need a last minute thing to do, we have it in Fort Worth on Denton Highway,
yeah.
The house Fort Worth, and they have Wonka Fest, and it's a huge thing for children, even parents, adults can go if you want to. They have a whole thing. It's so cool. I'm so excited to experience it in person. I saw videos of it.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah. And I don't know exactly how many people got saved that day, but I know it was over 1,000 people when they shared the numbers. And, I believe it was like, it was a amount where we're like, whoa, like that's so awesome. Like it was like applauding. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that as we were talking, like, wow, like look at all these people that came to say yes to Jesus, that came to believe and give their lives to Jesus on Halloween. And what we're learning that Martin Luther, mm-hmm. Made the day to be, or the day after Halloween, to be able to worship God openly.
Yeah. And it's also a celebration.
Yeah. Celebrating God openly. And then they were like, oh, well, like you explained earlier, they merged it together. Like, they mm-hmm. didn't want to fight over the whole thing. So the fact that the day on Halloween, people are getting saved on that day is just proof.
Yeah.
You know, like God can still move on mm-hmm. that day. God still can move through you while you're ministering to people and you want to go trick or treat with your children. Like you never know whose doorstep you're coming to.
Yeah.
You never know if God's putting something on your heart to share to those people or to share some love. Like it can still happen on Halloween.
Yeah. I think if you were to dress up or you allow your kids to dress up how they want to dress up, you know, have a scary outfit, if you're into that stuff, you know, like, I'm not necessarily condemning or giving you like a bad look. I don't mean to have this as a negative attachment or a negative teaching mm-hmm. towards you. But we just go by what the Bible says, you know, and obviously you can read through the whole Bible. The Bible's not going to mention anything about Halloween. Halloween was not in the Bible because Halloween was not a thing back in that time when the Bible was being written. So, but what the Bible does say, and is very clear about this, to stay away from all forms of evil. Stay away from occult practices, sorceries, mediums, all that kind of stuff. Any form of evil you don't want to get involved with. So if you are allowing yourself and your kids to get dressed up in that, that is a form of evil. I mean, you're giving that some attention. You're opening a door for that to be invited in your life.
Yeah.
You know, whether you like it or not, that's the truth, bro. Like,
and evil is real. Like, yeah. That stuff is real. Like, exorcisms are real. Like, the scary movies you see over exorcisms, like, that's real stuff. That's not stuff to play with. Like, it's not to play with at all. And we even, I mean, this is very anonymously, but we did experience a little something like that. Just helping out some family friends, helping them celebrate Halloween in their mm-hmm. own like family tradition way. And it was, I can see why it could be a lot of fun because it's with your family and it's something to just be excited about and get together with your family and decorate the house and everything like that. Like, honestly, yes, it was fun to be a part of. We were like, oh, we're going to come Halloween and do this every single year.
Yeah.
You know, but they stopped doing that because of, they just like, they're believers of Jesus.
They had realization.
Like God spoke to their heart. Like, you are not showing my light through this. Like, this is sharing darkness and scaring people and scaring children. Like, they would make it like a haunted thing. And we were a part of that. And, at the time, like, we weren't where we were in our walk either. Like, we were like, dude, this is so much fun. Yeah. Like, this is so awesome.
Like, you're like, I mean, we built like a whole haunted house in their yard, and I was part of like scaring the kids. And it was, now these days we see it, and we're like, ah,
yeah.
Know, I kind of wish I didn't do that, like, to be a part of that. But it was definitely a realization moment for almost everybody there.
Even the people that made this happen. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't do it till this day, and they did it literally like their whole life growing up. And then after that time we went and we all like did it together, they're like, we're not doing this again because.
So this is why they're not going to be doing it again. Okay. So there is, I'm not going to name the location, but it's not in Texas. It's in a different state. our friends that are in a different state. We were visiting at the time. So in this state, they have a lot of big trees, a lot bigger than Texas. Huge trees.
Even like, really wide.
Very huge trees. Very tall, very wide, like insanely huge trees. So, and these, our friends, they lived in a pretty big house and it was kind of surrounded by trees. But the night after Halloween, right? Mm-hmm. The night after Halloween, we were by this tree scaring kids, like hiding behind this tree and scaring kids behind this tree.
The tree.
The same tree, and it's right by the house. So what had happened the night after Halloween, we visited the next morning and they were telling us how in the middle of the night, they felt all this shaking through the house and so it felt like an earthquake to them. They went outside and this tree that they were by had fell over, uprooted from the ground, completely came out of the ground. It was the craziest thing I have ever seen in my life. I've never seen a tree that big out of the ground. Like, there's no reason that tree should have ever even came out of the ground. There was trees behind it. There was trees in front of it. But that specific tree came out of the ground and landed. It didn't land on the house, but it landed very close to it. And it was the craziest thing
I have ever seen. It was right next. Like, it's the tree in their house right by their front door.
Yeah. I mean, like.
On the side.
This tree is laying on the side. I'm looking at the bottom of the roots, like where the base is. And it's taller than I am. I'm 6 foot. It's probably like 10 feet wide.
Like the bottom of it that came out. Yeah. And the roots, like there was no reason why that tree should have came out.
It was a crazy.
So it was just like, it really woke them up and they're like, oh my gosh, like this is not okay. Mm-hmm. Like that's just crazy that happened. I still can't believe that.
Yeah.
It was a few years ago, but it was just like, oh my gosh. No,
that day kind of gave me chills. Like that was, I mean, if you want a sign, you cannot get a clearer sign than that. Mm-hmm. That was insane. Yeah. It was a really, really crazy thing to experience. But that was,
like, and it's crazy that it was the tree that we use to scare people, like get behind and everything like that. Like, God is gonna make it clear to you. He really is.
Yeah. I don't need to go into it, but it was just a crazy experience to see that. It was, and that even like gives us the ability to speak about this now, because I can kind of stand firm on the confirmation that we got years ago that this really isn't really, you shouldn't be celebrating this. You know, celebrating is the wrong word. Enjoying the festivities is okay. Enjoying the festivities is okay. But celebrating the spookiness, the scariness, the hauntedness of Halloween, I do not believe is okay. And personally, we will not be celebrating the spookiness, the hauntedness of Halloween.
Yeah.
But we will be enjoying the festivities.
Yeah, you know? Going to our church community.
Maybe we'll carve some pumpkins. Like,
yeah.
We'll
like, make it a like date. Yeah. Like, make it fun. Like, it can be fun, but it's not this, like, demonic thing. Mm-hmm. It could be, like, this joy-loving and family time thing where we have fun. Like, I don't have one memory growing up of me carving pumpkins that it felt awful. Like, it felt joyful. It felt fun to do, and bringing out your creativity, be like, oh, look what I make. Like, it could be a fun thing. It doesn't have to be this awful thing, you know. But we're like you were saying earlier, like we're telling you guys this because we care and we want to bring the light and the truth out, you know, especially because we've walked these things. Like, we've walked what it looks like to celebrate, you know, to, like, the darkness, and to celebrate these things on Halloween. And it's just, I don't want to open those doors anymore. And if you do that because you enjoy it, like, again, like, this is not judging you or condemning you, or we would love you or treat you any kind of less. Like, we are here by your side, but we're going to be honest. We're not going to, like, you know, sugarcoat it, or be like, oh, like, okay, it's okay, you know, you do you. But we're going to be like, hey, like, this is what's up. This is what we've experienced. And you can look into history yourself and you can read about it and figure things out yourself, instead of just believing like what the world says. But yeah, just get some truth behind the things that you do in your life and what doors you're opening, because that stuff is real.
Yeah. So this podcast is dedicated to the creative, the outside thinker, and the believer. And being a believer, you know, one of those three things, being a believer, we are set apart from this world. Bible makes it clear.
Yeah.
We're set apart from this world. We're new creations. We are new from the inside out. You know, so to be set apart from the world, you cannot do things that the world does. So to do things that the world does is celebrating those things that it's just a fun thing. It's a normal thing. Like, let's just go have fun. Let's dress up and let's
go party and get drunk,
get in the haunted things. And that's conforming with the world.
Yeah.
So that is what we're not supposed to do. And if you are doing that and you're a Christian and you feel okay about it at this point in your life, you know, maybe you should start questioning, asking some tough questions. Like, am I really set apart? Am I really a true Christian? You know, that's a tough question to ask.
When you start asking some questions of yourself, or even when, like, you start asking me questions and I'm, like, talking, I'm like, ooh, like, you really challenging me right now. You really making me rethink everything. Like, it starts with questions. Just ask yourself questions.
Yeah.
Because that will challenge you. It will challenge the way you, where you're going, who you're becoming. And really, it determines your future, your questions.
That's a really good, determines your future.
Your determines questions your future.
Determine your future. I love that. That's profound.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, but so we love you guys. Thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for tuning in with us. And as always, if you made it to the end of this episode, there's a special place for you in heaven. I'm just kidding. I gotta stop saying that. That's not good.
Is that bad? You don't say it every episode. Like, it's kind of funny.
All right.
Well, I mean, it's true. There is a special place for you. Like, you have a purpose. Well,
it's not just because you listened to this episode. It's just because you're you.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop saying this episode. But we love you guys. We hope you enjoyed this and got some information from it.
And enjoy your family time and your friend time.
Enjoy your time. Maybe you'll be switching up some traditions this year. Maybe you'll make things a little differently, see things a little differently. But we'll see you guys next week on Saturday.
Yes.
Until then, see things from a higher view and enjoy the holiday, guys. Love y'all.
Love
y'all. Peace out.